Even before Daniel Radcliffe finished his 8-film run as Harry Potter, he spent a considerable amount of time devoted to the stage, both in London and New York. He appeared on Broadway in Equus and spent a year playing the lead role in the musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Tonight, the 24-year-old actor opens in a production of Martin McDonagh's dark Irish comedy, The Cripple of Inishmen. Jeff London talked to Daniel Radcliffe, along with some of the cast and crew, and has this story.
When Daniel Radcliffe first walks out, it's something of a shock. His left arm is lifeless, his left leg locked straight. His body twists as he shuffles uncomfortably across the stage. Radcliffe is the title character in The Cripple of Inishmen. Billy Clavin, an orphaned 17-year-old boy whose parents drowned in a mysterious boating accident and who dreams both of love and of a better life.
I responded to the character of Billy just because he is such a beaten, battered down, abused character who retains such a sense of dignity and integrity and strength and actually still retains his compassion for other people, which is pretty remarkable given the way he's treated.
Mrs. Osborne isn't Cripple Billy's auntie at all, anyways. She's only his pretend auntie, same as the other one. Isn't that right, Billy?
It is.
They only took him in when Billy's mum and dad went and drowned themselves when they found out Billy was born a cripple boy.
They didn't go and drown themselves.
All right,
they only fell overboard in rough seas.
Uh-huh. What were they doing sailing in rough seas so? And wasn't it at night time too?
Trying to get to America, but the mainland they were.
No. Trying to get away from you, they were.
The play takes place on a tiny island off the west coast of Ireland in 1934, where the villagers live a harsh, impoverished existence. Several of the characters decide to leave in hopes of appearing in a movie that's being filmed nearby. Playwright Martin McDonagh has created a world that is both cruel and sympathetic, says director Michael Grandage.
What's lovely about the play is that it offers an insight into a very small community. We, the audience, sit and observe something from outside, watching a past life, a past world, this little remote island off Ireland from the early 1930s, and the people that inhabit it and their need, in some cases, to get away from it.
The characters in McDonagh's comedy can almost seem like they come from a parody of classic Irish theatre.
Have you been laying off the drink, Mrs. O'Dougal, I said?
I have been laying off the drink. Or I've sort of been laying off the drink.
She's a pint of porter now and then. It's no harm at all.
It's no harm at all.
It's good for you.
Well, so long as you keep it at a pint of porter is the main thing, so.
It is the main thing. And a couple of whiskies, no matter.
Actress Sarah Green, who hails from Cork in the south of Ireland, says these are not caricatures.
The mad thing is that there are still characters like this living on the Aran Islands, so these are real people, and what's funny watching it is that they don't seem like real people because they're so bizarre. They are very, very strange human beings.
And playwright Martin McDonagh uses a clever device to get their dialect across to audiences, says director Michael Grandage.
Well, he's got a very particularly poetic voice, actually, and something, he's got a musical voice, I think. What's fascinating about that is he knows that the play is going to open with an accent. That is probably, for most people watching it, different to the way they speak. And he gives us, therefore, the first line in duplicate. So just in case we miss it in the very first voice that gets heard as our ear starts to adjust, the second voice gives it us again in a different form. So by the time we've heard two voices say it, while the voice might need an adjustment to our ear, we at least are following it. It's a rather brilliant device that he does quite a lot and consistently right the way through the play.
What would I want to go out walking with the cripple boy far? It isn't out walking you'd be anyways. It would be out shuffling because you can't walk. I'd have to be waiting for you every 5 yards. What would you and me want to be out shuffling for?
Well, for the company.
For the company?
And
what?
And for the way sweethearts be.
Accessibility is very important for Michael Grandage. When he founded his company last year, he asked name actors like Daniel Radcliffe if they'd be interested in not just performing, but
training young directors, training young designers, performing free for schools from disadvantaged areas in and around London, 100,000 tickets at £10. You know, it makes a difference to the way they approach the work as well. It's not just about playing a role.
Grandage sent Radcliffe 5 plays, and the actor says the role of Bill Billy Clavin in The Cripple of Inishmon was the obvious choice. While Radcliffe continues to have an active film career, he's committed to the stage.
I'd definitely like to come back and keep doing theatre for hopefully the rest of my career. It's something that I feel like every time I come away from it, I come away from it a better actor.
Radcliffe and the rest of the cast will be on Broadway through July 20th, and true to the Grandage Company's mission, 10,000 seats will be available at reduced prices. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.